on schedule to bring in that new year. And by God, if you gotta do something to bring in that new year, you better do it now. We're going to take it away. I hope I can talk. I just saw a sign up there that said 15 degrees. This is the coldest New Year's Eve I've covered. For heaven's sakes, it's nowhere near 15 degrees. Oh, that Toppy. He's doing it again. He's using that old script he got from Big Fatty. From Big Fatty Online, don't you know? Oh, dear. This is very distressful. There's clearly something very wrong going on. Oh, I can't sit here and just watch this on TV. Oh, the controller be damned. I must go. Yes, I must go. Perhaps I can help somehow. About that, I didn't think they'd last this long. As always, thanks to Shecky Green for the use of his barn and property, and also to Marty McFlute and his Pickle Hollow Band. The crowd's increased now. The crowd is stretching all the way back to the property, all the way to the road. There must be 200 of them out there. No, 300. They're waiting to see our man, Quentin Quill, slide down the side of that barn. And when Quentin Quill starts to move in a few minutes from now, they'll know that there's less than 60 seconds to say goodbye to the old year and hello to the new. They don't care what happened to the old. Like all of us, we want to wonder what's going to be in this new year. A year of expectancy and curiosity and hope, but a year that's another adventure in the hearts of mankind. These youngsters here are ready to greet it with another of those inexplicable shouts of world, but mostly here in Pickle Hollow. There's a little sign that says Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Happy New Year! Oh, Big Fatty! And over there, one from Lake Titicaca says hello. And here's one from Juno.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Happy New Year, Big Fatty!
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4668 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 31st of December, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, Big Fatty's going to do his annual visit to Times Square and Guy Lombardo and Ben Grawa.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time in 2025, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Mr. Poohhead.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, whatever.
And a final 2025 good morning to you! Hello, ball droppers, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your New Year's Eve is going well. Y'all, you're ball droppers today. Big Fatty, you're a ball dropper every day, right there in the chair. Well, you know, that comes, you know, it's a cornerstone of aging. Hit the water every morning. Big Fatty. Y'all, you're ball droppers today because y'all, at midnight, at the stroke of midnight. A minute before the stroke of midnight, the big ball there in Times Square is going to drop, and it will bring in the start of 20 and 26.
Yes, Big Fatty, and it couldn't get here any quicker.
But y'all, before we get to that, y'all, we gotta say a thank you to the Burry family up there in the Burrys in the Connecticut. That's Brian and the Flobbo and Danbury Jr. Y'all, then it was the Fay driver. Y'all, I missed the Crema Day run little show. And finally, y'all, that was old Crooked Hat. I know you're missing his voice. And of course, no celebration is complete without Cricket.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo, I'm asking you to stay in the train. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today the 31st of December, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. And y'all, I've had the pleasure of celebrating this anniversary before. It involves a former number one fan. And his betrothed, and their son, who has just grown into a very, very respectful young man.
Yes, McFady, at least to you.
But anyway, well, you know, you always respect your elders. Oh, yes, McFady, especially when they're as elderly as you. Y'all, I am talking about the anniversarium of Brian in the Burry and the Flobbo.
Big Fatty, we love Brian in the Burry and the Flobbo.
Yes, we do. And y'all, I was privileged enough to attend one of their anniversariums up there in the Connecticut. So y'all, if you see the Burry family on the social medias, wish them a big old piece of cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today the 31st of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person, I believe the first time I met this person was on one of those sensual cruises, the Atlantis cruise. I don't remember what year it was, but y'all, I was in the, as they say over there in the UCK, the lift. Y'all, I hear this voice, and y'all... and there's just, are you Big Fatty? Or something along those lines. And I turned and looked. Y'all, it was none other than today's birthday boy. Y'all, I know his, I say it every year, his parents probably called him the greatest tax deduction ever because they got a full year of tax deduction with only hours of financial responsibility.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I played a clip from his little show on yesterday's because y'all, you know, every year the New Year's Eve has to be old Stinkpot. So I played his yesterday, and y'all, by the way, did you know that Tuesday was National Bacon Day?
Yes, Big Fatty, we celebrated with a rasher.
And but anyway, y'all, he's the worked very hard as a suit for Pride 48, was at the Lost Wagers and the Nolans Pride 48 events. Y'all, former host of the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, and y'all, he's up there in the and the Buffalo, New York. Y'all, they're getting hit hard by the snow. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than that Joey Bukkake. Big Fatty, we love Joey Bukkake. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Joey Bukkake out shoveling snow or on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old pizza. Hey, yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Y'all, bit of sad news to pass along to you on Monday afternoon. Y'all, I got an e-letter from the Shy Yeti, and y'all, his kitty cat Dealey, who he's had for decades, y'all, it was just time for Dealey to move on, and so Shy Yeti was with Dealey to the very end, and Dealey passed away, but y'all, I don't know who was luckier, the Shy Yeti to have Dealey or Dealey to have the Shy Yeti. Y'all, they were a match. They were, like I say, together for more than two decades, and so keep the Shy Yeti in your thought as he starts a new year without Dealey. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, old Veda stopped by the villa yesterday along with some Joanne's pretzels, and we had a nice little visit. Y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. I had me a nice solid and slept like a baby. But, y'all, it's gotten cold. We're going to freezing. On two, I say Tuesday night, so dear Gussie, y'all, as Big Fatty does every year on New Year's Eve, y'all, we harken back to the days when Big Fatty was a youngster, and the family would gather around the TV machine, and we would go and watch New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo. And y'all, I play it every year, so join Big Fatty on a trip down New Year's memory lane.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
We'll ring in the new year at the Waldorf Astoria next on New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo.
Now we go to Times Square and Ben Drower to see the excitement over there. Take it away, Ben.
Take it away. Oh, I hope I can talk. I just saw the sign up there that said 15 degrees. This is the coldest New Year's Eve I've ever covered in almost 40 years. But these kids don't know anything about that. I didn't think that'd last this long. Last, by the crowd's increased now. It stretches way up to 48th Street and down there to 43rd Street. There must be 50 to 75,000 of them. They're waiting to see that ball slide down from that tower up there at the what used to be the Times Building, now called number one Times Square. And when that ball starts its move in 2 minutes from now, they'll know they've got less than 60 seconds to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new. They don't care about what happened to the old. Like all of us, we want to wonder what's going to be in this new year. A year of expectancy and curiosity and hope. But a year that's another adventure in the march of mankind. And these youngsters here are ready to greet it with another one of those inexplicable shouts of joy as the magic moments arrive. You think this crowd is making noise now? Wait till you hear what happens in exactly a minute and a half from now. It's approximately 11:58. That sweep of the sun or the sweep of the meridian of time is coming our way, and it's inexorably going to hit here in about a minute and a half. And then you are going to hear this group of people people from all over the world, and mostly from the New York area. There's a little sign that says Sovan, Pennsylvania, population 102, Happy New Year. And over there is one from Texas, says hello. And here's one from Niagara Falls. I don't know, they come from all over. I don't know why they do it, but they've done it year after year, and they're getting ready to make that shout that means when the ball starts moving. That ball I'm talking about is that golden ball, 6 feet in diameter, on a flagpole 100 feet high at the top of the Times building. It's got 180 light bulbs in it. It's going to start moving. I think it has started. Yes, it's starting to move. Everyone that's gathered here is waiting for. Slowly it's starting to move. Listen to the crowd. Listen to this surge of hope for the new year that's coming as we greet it in traditional fashion in Times Square, New York. More, more. Come in, come in, come in.
It's been a tough year for many of you, but y'all, just, you know, like Stinkpot always says on his show, face front, do the best you can, be good to yourself, be good to others, and he says other things too. Yes, Big Fanny, yeah, whatever. But y'all, I just want to take a minute to look back and to... from the heart, tell you that it means the world to Big Fatty that you listen to the nonsense day in and day out, and that you find something kind or compassionate or just uplifting, hopefully. Listening to the little shows, because y'all, like I say, it means the world to Big Fatty that you keep coming back and you keep supporting the little show, whether it be a voice letter, an e-letter, a post at the www.joiningthehandmap, or just having Big Fatty in your thoughts, and maybe go out and celebrate with a random act of kindness. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely New Year's Eve. Don't forget to say rabbit, rabbit tomorrow, because y'all, that's the first day of the new year. So, in fact, you might say it twice, rabbit, 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 rabbit. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Congratulations once again to Gavin as he begins a new journey in retirement. Yes, Big Fatty, take this job and shove it. So, y'all, I'll be back with another little show. Y'all, Granny and Durwood and the Nymph, they're all coming to the villa later this evening. Yes, Big Fatty, stuff in the gullet. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, as always, it's old Stinkpot. And Stinkpot, you got anything you want to say to everybody?
Happy New Year, Big Fatty.
Oh, well, you can say Happy New Year to everybody, not just to Big Fatty. Big Fatty, he ain't right, no.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.